Welcome to the hashtag Being Me podcast series, a story of a gay Indian man on his journey to self-acceptance. He wants to share his story to create awareness of what some gay people go through. He hopes that by sharing his life experiences and bringing them to life through this podcast series, that someone may be moved and reminded that you are not alone. The full podcast is available free on ecr.co.za under podcasts or from Apple Podcasts. Simply search hashtag being me.
In every gay man's life, there's a time when you think, how do I know if I'm really gay? Maybe I should test it out with a girl and see how I feel. So I did. I had one really good girlfriend in my life, and I was convinced that I was in love with her. We both attended the same high school together, and it was such an exhilarating time in my life. She was a grade higher than me and didn't want anyone to find out about me, her secret lover, as she used to call me. She was big into sports, and yet I couldn't even kick a damn ball. A joke. Our relationship started casually with us chatting for hours on end and on Mixit. Gosh, remember that? A throwback of note. I was confused and afraid of the thought that I may just be into this. I think back to the time we were planning on making out. It happened after school at her house. I felt a rush as I bunked school to lock lips with this beautiful girl. She was shortish, with luscious brown hair, and had very firm hands from all the hockey she used to play. As we sat on her bed preparing for our lips to meet for the first time, I almost felt my heart jump out of my chest. My time of being locked away in my small hometown watching old movies really paid off. So I pulled her closer towards me, and we both trembled with fear. We nervously laughed, and I went in for the kill. And nothing. Yes, she was a great kisser, but nothing. She pulled my hand to prompt me to explore her body, and I did. But it was like running my hands through a clean white paper. Why wasn't I excited by this? She was so taken in the moment that she didn't even notice that I wasn't enjoying myself. But I selfishly played along, and I strung her along. Yes, I'm horrible. Our courtship lasted for over a year until I had to break it off. I sat down with my notebook, attempting to find every excuse in the book to do it. But the truth was that I really just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't for me. It got to the point where I was imagining and wishing it was the swimming team's captain's lips that I was kissing and not hers. It wasn't fair to her, so I broke it off, and she was devastated. Did I just lose my shot at happiness? Was I ever going to find love again? Was I really in love? All that I knew that I was glad that it was over and I wasn't living a lie anymore. Partly. I still had a huge weight on my shoulder. I then thought, I wonder how it would feel to make out with the guy. That's when the search began. I was now ready. I felt that it was the right time for me to explore what it was like to be with a man.
You've been listening to the hashtag Being Me podcast series. You can follow the journey on social media by searching for the hashtag. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us for the next episode of hashtag Being Me, weekdays at 2:26 p.m., right here on East Coast Radio. Thank you for listening.